I love you for loving it, you heard me? Because I love this shit. I sit in here all day. I don't need no bitch, no nothing. Now, I ain't gonna lie, when I get somewhere else, I'll probably be effed out on that phone, you heard me?
You know, sometimes music gets you through the day. And sometimes you just need a vibe to also get you through the day. But still, it is pushing you in the direction of happiness, a comfortability, of thinking that everything is going to be okay. Because at the end of the day, it is. You know, it's another Monday morning over here in Massachusetts. It was raining last night, but the sun's out again. And every day I wake up, or anywhere I leave, anywhere I go, I literally pretty much tell myself, what does today have in store for me? And that is still being open to any possibility that the day could go good, the day could go bad, it could go both ways, but it doesn't matter. All I know is that I'm gonna accept it for what it is, be thankful for what it is, and constantly just keep moving throughout the day. If today isn't good, well, I can only hope and pray that once I get through the day, tomorrow will be better. You know, not everybody has tomorrow. And as days go on in November, all I can continue to think is just to give thanks. As Thanksgiving is coming up, and just being present for those people that you might not be present for all the time. Or sometimes it's just nice to, you know, reach out and just check in on how that particular person is doing. It doesn't matter if it's a whole paragraph or three sentences. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, what does matter is the intention. Is how comfortable you feel. How you even feel just sending the text. I mean, some people, you know, will have an intention to send a text to receive a text back. There are some people who will send a text just to, you know, check in and, you know, let and be there for that particular person. But you have to be comfortable with yourself in a way that if it's okay if you don't get a text back. It's not the end of the world if you don't get a text back. But it does speak a lot of volumes when you don't get a text back. Or even no response. Because no response is still a response. Even though when I would tell people, I'm like, I don't have anything to say on that. Or I don't have anything nice to say on certain topics. People feel some type of way where, I'm sorry, I'm not going to put myself in a position where either I'm going to regret what I have to say, or I mistakenly made someone feel some type of way where, you know, they feel bad about themselves. And I'm not saying that I'm sugarcoating anything or that I'm not trying to be blunt. No, there's a time and a place of knowing how to say things, when to say certain things, and letting people know that there is still a positive side to every situation, that no matter how the day may be, it might be raining in the morning, but the sun might come out later. You still have to just be open in a way that feels comfortable to you. And I guess my word for today is comfortability. It isn't about what you wear and shoes, and I mean, yeah, sure, at the end of the day you always want to wear something comfortable, but being comfortable and wearing comfortability in a way that I'm not talking in a sense of clothes. I'm talking of being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable seeing your future the way it is, seeing your life the way it is. And for some people, they don't like that change, or they can't even get comfortable in a way that, you know, they have to make other people miserable, or they have to shed that negativity because misery loves company. And, you know, I'm a person that would be sucked into that, I guess. Not the person that would do it, but the person that would be getting sucked into that negative thought and that feeling, and feeling like there is no hope or there is no goodness in certain things, where at the end of the day, or just in general, actually, you know, it's what makes you feel comfortable that makes you get through that situation. Excuse me. You know, as I continue to talk, sometimes I just feel like I'm just, you know, talking, but I have so many thoughts and so many ideas that my ADHD doesn't allow me to almost stick on one point. And I may say something that will connect to one to another, but then sometimes my thoughts are so all over the place that I'm like almost like jumping to the conclusion or trying to connect two dots when I almost forgot what I was talking about, or maybe I completely missed my point. And sometimes, like, I get uncomfortable. That's just the reality of it. I get anxiety from it. And does it stop me from doing what I need to do? No. I mean, it does make it a little more difficult, I have to admit. But I've just learned that life is difficult in general. Like, at the end, you can't do anything about it. That's just life. You have to... What I've always said to people, you have to accept the cards that you are dealt with. Therefore, meaning, if you are in a situation that sometimes you have no control over, you can't get out of, the only best way to make it better is for you to make it better. So, it's that within power I continue to talk about, and I know I'm just talking vaguely in my first 3 podcasts, I guess you would say, but I want people to get to wanting to listen first. And once I start to get into more detail, hopefully that's when I have people constantly listening and wanting to ask questions, and I guess, you know, ask for advice. Because at the end of the day, or any day, it doesn't matter what day it is, you still have to feel like you're doing something positive in a way that makes you feel comfortable and not on edge. I guess another example would be, you know, just public speaking. Because in a way, this is public speaking, except I'm not speaking to a live public. That's the only difference. There is a public that I'm speaking to and trying to get their attention, I guess you want to say. But for me, I just, I get lost, you know, and I need to learn how to, like, regroup myself. And it's not easy, let's just put it that way. But I guess what my dad always said to me growing up was, you know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. But if everybody was perfect at it, then there would be no competition, or there would be no comparison. And that's what people love to do, is compare people. I'm sorry, I'm not a person to compare people. I can't stand being compared. I was a person growing up, mostly in high school, that I would compare so many things, so many artists, so many people or subjects. But at the end of the day, it is all connected, though. Don't get me wrong. Everything, every topic, every subject is stringed to something else, but it's all connected in a different way. And that's also a way of quantum physics and a way of law of attraction. I am not gonna get into it because I'm not going to make myself look foolish trying to explain a subject that I am not an expert in. But the video I did watch did explain it very well. And I have to give a shout out to him. I personally do not know his name or his Instagram, but if you would like to know or are interested in that, please let me know. I would be more than happy to send you that myself. But with that said, I guess going back to having that law of attraction and, you know, you bringing that to you, bringing happiness to you, is if that's what you're particularly wanting, or comfortability to you, you have to focus on it. You know, you have to almost not wish for it to happen, but you can't as well miss an opportunity if it's there at hand. Now that I've been talking about comfortability, I still also need to talk about stepping out of your comfort zone, because people can get comfortable and still not be able to know how to move on, or they just settle on that particular person, situation, or job, whatever it may be. But I've learned to never settle. It's nice to feel comfortable in the place you're in, but it is still nice to have change and have a change of scenery, change of people, change of vibes. And I'm not saying, you know, jump to person or jump job to job or anything like that, but, you know, it is good to be open, and being open is stepping out of your comfort zone. I know, I guess the example for me, I just have to take a pause now. It is 11:11. I just want to wish everybody to be thankful. I wish everybody to continue to be happy. I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you, Lord, for being there and constantly watching over us, protecting us, giving us strength, with and on all my heart, that I can continue to pray and give thanks. We say this in your name, Jesus. Amen. As many people that know me and the people that don't know me, I'm very superstitious, very into conspiracies. I'm very into spiritual activity, let's just put it that way, where I am all open and all doors besides my mind. My mind forces myself to close off anything that, you know, I'm scared of or I fear. Therefore, I am sometimes my own worst enemy. And the way to get comfortable is I have to get out of my own head sometimes. And the problem with that is when our mind starts to think one way, it's almost that's the only thing we can almost think of at that moment. When that's where kind of help comes into play, and not everybody wants to ask for help, you know, and or they think that, you know, they're better off knowing better without asking help, and that's making you also uncomfortable, you know, and that's a time to, maybe that is a time to step out of your comfort zone, because it will help you, not just right now, but also in the long run. You know, people forget that it's not about right now or how I can get there right now. It's not a race. It's a marathon. And so many people constantly forget about that. So many people are so on a go, go, go mood that are in go, go, go this, and they almost forget to take a second to, you know, care or worry or send a text to a person. It's like, it's almost they're so involved in their own world that they can't. There isn't another world that, you know what I'm saying? It's almost as if it's their world and we're just living in it. And sometimes I get it, you have to do that for yourself and, you know, care for yourself and worry about yourself, but it's not all about you. It's, you know, it's about a community. It's about sharing your thoughts with one another and helping others in a way that they maybe couldn't. And maybe because that you shared your thoughts and words, it made that person comfortable and feel like, hey, like, I can do this. Because anybody can do anything if you just put your mind to it. You have to really, really put your mind to it, though. And for some people, it's easier said than done, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm constantly a subject to it. I'm constantly going through it myself. And I guess that's why I'm able to speak on it and be able to be open and just share a little piece of me, because no one else is going to do it for me. So I just constantly want to say thank you guys for just whoever is listening to, whoever it helps. And I just want to just constantly do right. And not that I've done wrong. Yes, I have. But I want to help people in a different way. I want to reach out to people who think that they have no hope or motivation or aren't even comfortable. And I feel like if I can reach out to those people and connect with those people, then that's half the job, you know? The next job is what's next. And I can't settle, you know, but I can't forget. Those are the two things. I can't settle, but you can't forget. You always want to remember where you started, how you came from, where you came from. And that's a part of what makes you, you. So don't be shy or don't be scared of yourself, you know, just because you think of yourself a certain way doesn't mean that it's fully true. Yes, you have to be realistic for yourself, to yourself. You know, sometimes you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is me or this isn't me. And that mirror will look at you and tell you right back, you know, like this isn't me or this is. But you still have to feel comfortable doing it. You still have to feel comfortable in your own shoes and your own skin. Be able to look at yourself. Because it's a long journey if you can't. You're going to be hating yourself for a very long time. And you're going to shed that light to others. And that's the last thing you want to do, is make others feel bad because of how bad you feel, you know. Of course, it's not easy. But at the same time, it's not worth it. Just because you feel some type of way doesn't mean someone else needs to be forced to feel that exact type of way. So at the end of the day, all I can say is just hope for the best. Continue to stay positive. Continue to move forward. Because If you just stop, then what is all your hard work for? You know, sometimes you have to keep going and see it through, even though you might not see it yet. But that path is there. You just have to work for it. You know what that say? I can say. All I can say is, amen.